This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 20th. God's word to you today is inquire, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 21, verse 2, from the Message translation, and it reads, "We justify our actions by appearances. God examines our motives." We are still learning how to evaluate the opportunities that come our way. Question two is, what might be the unintended consequences of this? Proverbs 22, verse 3 says, "A prudent man foresees the difficulties ahead and prepares for them. A fool goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." Again, I pray that the foresight you need, God Himself will give you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Proverbs 14, verse 16 from the Living Bible says, "A wise man is cautious and avoids danger. A fool plunges ahead with great confidence." A lot of people mistake the wise for slow, because they take their time to check things out, think, pause, and avoid danger. It is only a fool that plunges into things with great confidence without stopping to check what the unintended consequences might be. Confidence in nothing is a mark of fools. Fools do not lack confidence. They lack wisdom. It is in the Bible. Isn't the Bible amazing? It is a dawn of a new day. You are going to begin to see great opportunities and not so great ones too. You have to sift, because after the prophetic comes the pragmatic. Question three, what is my motivation? Why do I really want to do this, or why am I doing this? What is my motivation? God wants to know why, because God is more concerned about why you do what you do. You want to build a house. Why? You want to do this great work. Why? Why are you doing it? Philippians 2 verse 3 from the New Century Version says, "When you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide." Never let the "I will show them" mentality be your guide when you do things. Why are you doing what you are doing? For some, the person they want to show off to is their spouse. So, the lady wants to make a lot of money so that she can rub her husband's nose in the dust, and vice versa. I encourage you to examine every area of your life and wrestle with this question. Learn from Joseph. After he became prime minister, he had every justification to go and show off to his brothers and Mrs. Potiphar. Joseph did not do that. Instead, he stayed where God placed him. The major motivation for some people is to make money, then go to the village and show off to the relatives that looked down on them when they were young. The plan is to buy a car and drive slowly through their street. Why are you doing what you're doing? God says, ensure that your why is not driven by pride or selfishness. Motive is so important. You need to sift opportunities. It will help you identify the ones that are not worthwhile, the ones that are time-wasting. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you flood my heart with your light. Help me to do all things with the right heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.